אבל אבוי זה לומד על כפור אלוי, כמש מלון. Rashi says, I would have thought to say, when do you need a kiddush shadayim shachris? Only in avoid this mark of the kapara, like dam or kemitza. I will stop burning the emurim, which is not mark, even without it, still you have the kapara. Maybe there you do not need a kiddush shadayim for glayim. That's what the pasuk says, lahav tavisha la'isha, no, even though you're only coming in just to burn the emurim, even though it's not makiv, but the mice is called an avoidah, and therefore the kohen has to first wash his hands, kiddush shadayim for glayim, before he does even the avoidah, lahav tavisha. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold enough chokum and aleph. Yeah, let's come over. The pasuk says lahak tirisha lomeli. What did the end of the pasuk say lahak tirisha for? So, at the time, I would have thought to say hani mili. When is there a psul that you need kiddush that before the kadam starts to do the avoid, you have to first be mekadosh the hands in the morning? Maybe that's only you avoid the mark of the kapara that they do the kabbalah, the zrika, the halacha that you need for the kapara. Then the kadam have to make kiddush first. I will avoid the mark of the kapara. Like burning the emurim, which is not makir the kavodim without the burning the emurim, the korban is kosher. So loy, maybe you would not have to have a kiddush adayim for a glayim. Kamashmalon, that's the pasuk isha lahat isha. Even for just burning the korban, also the kanam have to first wash the hands. Now ki yosi rabin when Yavdini came, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua said that boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked the question like this: the divrei oimer. According to the Man Yomer that says that even though you wash your hands at night time, when it becomes in the morning, you do not have to wash over again. There's no psalina. Lina does not pass on the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The question is, may kiyo, what's going to do with the water inside the kiyo? Maho, sheyisulu, does it become possible with lina? Usually by kochin, alochur is anything that has a kiddush, especially from the klisharis. If it stays overnight, there's a psulina. So the question is, the water inside the kiyur, does it become posel or not? Mi yamrina, do I say, hani lamai, what's the purpose of the water inside the kiyur? Mi kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The purpose is to use it, that the kohen should be mekadosh the hands and feet first. If so, kiddush adayim v'raglayim gufayu loy posulina, just like we have like this mandiyama, that the water itself, the kiddush, does not become posel, at night, by daytime, lina, staying overnight. If the kohen washes his hands in the middle of the night, when it comes in the morning, according to Rabbi Elazar, you do not have to wash your hands over again, so to swallow the water also does not become possible. I do not maybe know there's a big difference. Kivon de kodesh bu be klisharis, since the water became kodesh inside the klisharis, the kiyur, has a lock of the klisharis, semisalu, it becomes psul, it has a psulina. In other words, there is a certain amount of kedusha in this water, and that's the halacha that it becomes lina when it stays overnight. The kedusha is tossel. Ah, your hands. There Rashi explains, you already washed your hands, and your hands are dried. So now there's nothing for to be chalon. That's what is no psulina. But here that you have the water inside the kiyur, it could be the psulina is chal upon this water. You'll have to empty out the water and use new water. So Mar says, Kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, Omer Rav Yimya. Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yechanan. Hoda Poshet Ilfa, then Ilfa was Poshet, the Shahim himself came with the answer, that Kamachoikis Bezul, Kachel Machoikis Bezul, yes, the same Machoikis. That Rav Lezer, it says, there's no psul on the Kiddush, there's no psul in the water also. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Bista, so these are Rav Bista, said in front of Ilfa, Rav Acha, Oy Mekain, a Rebbe, Ato Oy Mekain, a Rebbe, you're saying this way, yes, it should be, Ho Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishmei did say, he could have said over the name of Ilfa, that Kiyor, by the Kiyor, Kiva Shalai Shokim Abarev, the Kiyor that they did not put inside the water overnight, Shalai Shokim Abarev, meaning that night time, if they did not lower the Kiyor down, Mekadosh Memeno, we avoid this Laila, you're allowed to use this water to Mekadosh at night time, but to Lemocha the next morning, ain't a Mekadosh, you cannot use it. You see clearly there is a psulina in the kiyur. The kiyur itself, there'll be a psulina. So Avina Bovi asked the question, Lomocha Reina Makadish, what does that mean to say? To a circle Kaddish, you mean to say that tomorrow morning you do not have to make Kiddush? Like a blessed holds, there's no psulina altogether? Or Duma, maybe, if Salabalina, maybe there is a psulina. For a Poshet Lon, and you do not come out with a clear answer. Or ma kaposha lemishad, you want to say you for group came out with a pshutas, it can't be. You see, you from self group had a machoik, had a shail over here.
The first step. Just meant. How do you know who's talking? This one with the cure. How do you know who's talking that you didn't want?
Well, obviously, it's all the people that were there at nighttime. It says, so we have Mikar Shemel Avodas Laila. It says, what does that mean? You're allowed to wash your hands for nighttime. Ulamachar just means any Mikar Shemel, these Kahanim. That's the Avodas that did the Avodas at nighttime, they would not have to be Mikarish again in the morning. Maybe that's all. Or else, no, he's saying up Sulina. So, we're Poshit Lana. My Poshit can't be. So Tashma, I'm going to bring another proof. Here the Shaila is, the water inside the kiyur, if it stays overnight the next morning, is there a psul lima or not? That's the Shaila. Can you use this water, or will soon see what you have to do with it? So Tashma, it says, Ben Kotin, also Shneim, also Dad Likiyur. He made something special to the kiyur. He made 12 different sprouts. Now 12 different times, water, the 12 Kahanim to wash themselves from it. And Rashi says, because by the Avodis Atamid, he was 12 Kahanim Isaac. He wanted to make it that all 12 could wash their hands at the same time. Afterwards, he made another takana. Muchni, he made like a galgal, as he says, Muchni, that's he made like a hoist, a wheel to hoist it up. Likiyu, Shilayiyu, Maimav, Nisolam, Belina. That the water would such not become Pasabalina. So, who do you see that night time, if the water would stay there, the next morning would be possible? What he did was, he lowered it down every night into the mikra. Into the Mayan. Rashi says then it's bottled to the Mayan, it doesn't have any halacha of Mekir, the Vino Psulina, then it picks up a pulley, and the next morning they use it again. So my love, even this, we have Lezer of Shimon, he goes to Lezer of Shimon, that holds that even though a kohen that washed his hands is allowed, there's no Psulina, because the water's not around, but in the Mekir itself, since the water is here, he agrees there'll be a Psul. And you see, you have to take care of him even at night, in the mikvah. So Moshe says, Rebbe, maybe that only goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe said even a kohen that washed his hands at night time, when it comes the morning, he has to wash a second time. Because Rebbe holds there's a psulina even on the water, on your hands. So pshita, there's a psulina in the water in the kiyur. But you want to know, well, the ratio of Lezer of Shimon, say if another Lezer of Shimon, since the ratio of Lezer of Shimon, say if it has to also go. The Tanya said, right, what's the ratio? That the Bolo Yeh Tzapor, it says on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to come to his special power, and he used to make reed to put his hands on top of it. It says, Bolo Yeh Tzapor, the Kohen Gadol would come to his power. Now, where was his power? O power, Hoy Oymed, Ben Ulam Lim Veach. You have pictures here. The power was standing between the top Ulam and the bottom is Veach. Now, Roish L'Dorim, his head was facing towards Dorim, and it's top of the Dorim, from north to south, his face faced the south. O Pon of Lamar, but he turned his face upwards towards Marv. Think more on Yuma Dashman's why exactly. Now, we have Kohen Oymed de Mizrach. The Kohen was standing on the bottom, on the east side, in front of the Marv. The Kohen was facing towards the Marv, towards the Kodesh, towards the Ulam. That's where his power. The Kitzes power was standing, we know his Chattis, they had a loch of a Chattis, which was Kodesh Kedoshim, which has to be on the Tzofen, on the north side of the Mizbeir. So it says the north side was not exactly opposite the Mizbech itself, but a little bit on top of the Mizbech. It was between the Mizbech and Ulam, like the picture of the Ulam here, right underneath the middle of the Ulam. So that right underneath is still called on the north side of the Mizbech, even though it's not opposite the Mizbech, it's a little bit on top of the Mizbech. That's what this Rashi says. Now let's see, who is this Tana? Man Shamet Lei, Diyoma Ben Ulam al Mizbech, Sofen. But this is also called Sofen. Because there's one man, the Yom, that says, no, it has to be exactly opposite the Mizbeach, towards Sofen, that's called Sofen, not on top. So who is the Shita? It must be of Lezer Rebbe Shimon, the time you've learned. Eizel Sofen, what's called Sofen? So one man, the Yom, says, Mikir Mizbeach Tzoynik, from the north side of the Mizbeach, from the bottom and top of it, the Yad Kreisel Azara, until the Kreisel of the Azara Tzoynik, and Kineged Kol HaMizbeach, Kulon Sofen, Divrei Yisrael Abrida. That's even the most common to Geshita of Yisrael Buddha, that Sofen is only mamish opposite the Mizbech itself. Like you draw a line from the top of the Mizbech and the bottom of the Mizbech directly right to the Sofen. And only in this area can you make a Shechita of a Kodesh Kedoshim. We have Lezer, we have Shimon, and Moisev, he adds on to this, no, not only your area, but also Ben Ulam and Mizbech, even on top of the Mizbech, between the Ulam and the Mizbech, as long as you're on the north side of the Mizbech, even though you're on top of the Mizbech, that's also called Sofen. This is the blessing of Shimon, and that's what we're saying where the power was. So who you see this price that goes according to the blessing of Shimon? Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda says even the bigger Kiddush. After Malkum's Rishus Ragla Kahanim, or Malkum's Rishus Ragla Yisrael, or on bottom of the Mizbeach, before this line is still the Kahanim, and in Shah Nitmel, that's even the Israelim used to walk. See your Zamas all the way to the bottom, to the Shah Nitmel, any part on the north side of the Mizbeach is also called Safin. That's what Rabbi is. Here he's Moshe. Zamas, all this area on the north side of the Mizbeach is kosher. That's the room we have used to put the store the knives there, the kanim. That's on the right and left side of the ulam. So kids, if you go all the way to the right side, that's the top right corner here. There it's possible. Even though we look on the north side of the mizbeach, as Rashi says, from here you can't see the mizbeach. Since the wall is sticking out here, if you're all the way stuck on the right tip here, you can't see the mizbeach. So here everybody agrees it's possible. But underneath it, that's the machlokes. So the clue you want to say this bryce that goes according to the blessing of Reb Shimon, that holds the middle is on top is kosher. So it's good. That's why the ratio that says the kiyah, the may kiyah is possible, if he even goes according to Reb Lezer. So Mar says no, but his bryce, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he, the Lord Rebbe, maybe this bryce goes according to Rebbe. Hash the Rebbe, ad Rebbe Yasi, Rebbe Yehuda Moisif, ad Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and Moisif. Like Rebbe is adding, and he holds more than this. Not only opposite the Mizbeach, not only on top of the Mizbeach, but even on bottom of the Mizbeach is good. So he told Yael Price that it says the par was on top between the Ulam and the Mizbeach goes according to Reb Lezer, maybe goes according to Rebbe. And Rebbe before said that even the Kiddush that a Kohen washed his hands at night, when it becomes the morning, he has to wash his second time. So there's no proof saying what will be according to Reb Lezer. You know, like this. Anan, Osh, you know what my proof is? Hochi Kamrinu. E, Sakadarit, you can tell me and think that Rebbe, this place that goes according to Rebbe Shita, Lukme b'mokam drisus ragle kanim, or b'mokam drisus ragle Yisrael. Let the Brisa say a bigger Kiddush. You want to tell me Kiddushim where the power of the Kohen Gadol was. So say it was all the way down on the bottom. It was mamash near the Shah Nikna. Maybe it's all the way down on the bottom. As long as it's on the right side of the Mizbech, it's kosher. How come it says the power was on top between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Ella, so that it must be, it only goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So Moses says, listen, Ella, my Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, look me mikir Mizbeach Tzvayni, ad Kaisel Hazorit Tzvayni. Even according to Reb Lezer, what do you have to say it's talking about on the top of the Mizbeach? Maybe it's exactly where it's supposed to be according to everybody. Maybe it was exactly opposite the Mizbeach itself on the north side. Ella, what do you have to answer? My yisok lemeimer that mishum shchusha the Kohen Gadol. You know why the power of the Kohen Gadol was found mamish next to the ulam, right underneath the ulam. That's all for kosher. You know why they found there mishum shchusha the Kohen Gadol. He was weak the Kohen Gadol, especially on Yom Kippur, that he had to do all the avoid. Everything was done through the Kohen Gadol. So they try and make it as easy as possible. Therefore, they made the shchit of his power right underneath the ulam. If you make the shchita there, it's easy to make the Kabbalah Adam, and it was a chatas apnim. The zrika was done inside the ulam, in the mizbeach hachitza, and mizbeach apnim. So it's easy for him to carry it inside. If it made the shchita all the way down near the shanitna, it'd be a long way for him to walk with the dam. So that's why they made the shchita all the way on top. The kids, they have no proof. It couldn't be the advice that goes according to Rebbe even. And that's why he had to make a takana for the kiyor, a hoister, to hoist it down, leave in the mikvah overnight. Because according to Rebbe Shita, Shita is a psalina. And the reason why the power was all the way on top, that's Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol. So Mar says, Chalkinam Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, and maybe even goes according to Rebbe. Some kids said, we don't have a Shita for our Shaila. Our Shaila was the water inside the kiyor itself. If it stays overnight, the next morning, does it have a psalina or not? Can you use that water or not? So the Mar is not pushing the Shaila. According to Rebbe, Shita's possible. Rebbe owes even a Kohen that washed his hands, there's a psalina. The Shalom was according to Reb Lezer that says that a Kohen washed his hands in the middle of the night time, or any time, as long as he's not Messiah, he doesn't leave. The Kiddush helps, there's no psalina, it can help for even 10 days. So Shalom, what's going to be with the water inside the kiyah? So we're not pushing the Shalom. Amar Rebbe Yochanan says, Kiddush Yodav Raglov Metrumat Adeshin. Let's say a Kohen in the morning The first avoid that they did was Truma Tadeshin. Every morning, this was even before Arvus HaShachar. This is by Kruz HaGever. When the rooster starts to make noise, that's before Arvus HaShachar. A crane used to come down and take off a shovelful of the Truma Tadeshin, of the ashes on the Mizbeach. So, a crane that got up early in the morning, before daybreak, before Arvus HaShachar, and he washed his hands. So Lamocha, the next day in the morning, a few hours later, Ainat Sarach Lakadish does not have to wash his hands a second time. Why? Shekva Kiddush Mekhilas Avodah. Because he already did the Kiddush here today at the beginning of the daytime. He came now to start doing the Avodah Chayayim, even though he started before daybreak, before Rosh HaShachar. Here there's no Psalina, he would not have to wash a second time. So what's the Kiddush Shilaman? Who are we talking about? Ila Rebbe, of course, why not? Oma Psulina. Rebbe says, yes, there is a Psulina. Lina was telling Erlis HaShachar, if you wash something, or something was Kiddush by nighttime, when it becomes Erlis HaShachar in the morning, there's a Psulina. So here, he should have to wash his hand the second time. I was going to say, Ila Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Oma Reb Tzach Lekadosh Hakidu Mekanda Asara Yamin. Lezer Zod, there's no Psulina by Kiddush. The man said, once you wash your hands, and you're not Mesiach Das, it helps even for 10 days. Like Rashi explained, since there's no water around anymore, your hands are dry, there's nothing for the Pesach to be Chalon. So what is the price to spend? Because it's Chilas Hayim. Omer Abayi says, the Eilam may be Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe. The Lina the Rabbanim. Even according to Rebbe, he agrees, this Lina is only the Rabbanim. That the Maisi, you washed your hands last night, or here, he washed his hands at the beginning, right before daybreak, and the water's not on his hands anymore. Even Rebbe agrees, it's only Pesul Mid Rabban Megzera, always to get used to Pesulina. But here Mid Yerais is no Pesul, because the hands are dry, there's no more water around.
You see,
Alamo Pesulina
is only
Mid Rabban. On Kiddush, no, only by Kiddush. Like, yeah, right.
What he said before is only Mid Rabban.
Right, right. Therefore, Omay the Rebbe himself would agree, the Mekrus HaGever, the Yad Safra, Le Pesulina. This 1 hour, half an hour, that the Kohen washes his hands by Kruz HaGever when the rooster starts to make noise. That's before daybreak, but it's only a half an hour before. So Rebbe would agree that even with the Rabbanan, there's no Psalm here. That's what the Bryce is saying. Skip the Bryce saying, Kiddush according to Rebbe. Rabbam Rabbe says, the Yerubam Rebbe Lezer B'Shem, Rebbe Lezer B'Shem, Rebbe Lezer B'Shem. V'roi Rebbe Yechanan, D'vor V'tchila Savoida, V'loi B'Seif Avoida. That it means Rebbe Yechanan holds like a blessed Shita, but not completely. Now the same now, Rabbi Yechon is saying a new shita that Chilas Avoid, like here, if you washed your hands right now at the beginning of the day, even though it's half an hour before daybreak, there's no Psalina. But if you washed your hands yesterday or the beginning of the night time, and it comes the next morning, it's like you finished the Avoid already, even though you're not Mesiach Das, then Rabbi Yechon would agree there would be a Psalina. Therefore, it also says only here where the Kohen washed his hands right before the Avoid. Maestro, I have a question. It says, Ro of the Kohanim, after the first Kohen made the Truma Tadeshin, now when the other Kohanim saw him, Shiyor, they saw the first Kohen go down, Tehen Rotsu, they ran after him, Obo Miru, the Kitchudem Vaglayim and Akir, but right away they also wanted to help him out with their Truma Tadeshin, so they washed their hands and feet right away from Akir. So now, Bishle Malaya Bai, the Mikhmuk Rebbe goes according to Rebbe,